we're in the Gemara and Kufam and Beis Amal Aleph. Okay. The first of the broad lines. Tanya Kavosid Rabbi Yochanan. Udalok Ravacha by Yaakov. What's Rabbi Yochanan, you remember? No complicated answers to the question, why is Mila Docha Shabbos? The answer is, it says, Ubi Yom Hashmini. The Yom is a Yito Loshon, it's an extra word. He came to tell you, Bi Yom Afilo B'Shabbos. Shmini Yimol Afilo B'Shabbos. Aye, it says, Mechalalea Moshumos. Abisi, it means B'Shamalochos, Chusmi Milo. Or maybe not so. Or Eino Afilu Mila. It says Biyom. Umani Mikayim Shmini Yimo Chusmi Shabbos. Tamalam Biyom Afilu B'Shabbos. So you have what? A clear statement. A Raya to Rabbi Yochanan. A Braise says just Rabbi Yochanan. Mora asked, maybe Meal is not Docha Shabbos? No, it says B'yom has to be a Filip Shabbos. Right? That's how we have. It's strange, this whole strange sugya. So after trying other reasons why Meal is Docha Shabbos, if only come to Rabbi Yochanan, a clean statement, B'yom. But what will be the final maskana? Don't forget, what's the final maskana? How do you know that Meal is Docha Shabbos? You? No posture. Halacha. All this is like preliminary to the final conclusion.
What then is the purpose of Gzeret Shavas and?
I'm sorry.
What is the end purpose of Gzeret Shavas and anything? It just halacha. What's the purpose of it all?
No. I said that the other day, yesterday, day before. A Gzeira Shova is a marker. Right? Exactly what the marker marks, we're not told. Remember, watch the language. Yudgimu Midos Shatora, the next word is critical. Nidreshes Bohem. Not Yudgimu Midos Shatora Omer Lecha. Yudgimu Midos Shatora Nidreshes that the Rabbonim Darshan from this marker what they think should be appropriate. Kodesh Baruch Hu sometimes makes a mistake. The mistake is he trusts us. He has confidence in us. He's Mosul Lechachomim. This is what gave us a religion that's worth living. A human-oriented religion that's divine. It's a complex concept. And that's what Pshat is. I told you what Eilu Evdi Belkim Chaim means. Two people who look at the same Gzeira Shava and see different things in it. And only one is right. So no, you're wrong. They're both right. They both did well. Psak Halacha will be, I can't have both right. Go back to Paschim about some other rules. Acheram Lahatos, etc., etc. I told you the problem with the sugya is that you people are coming to the sugya after 12 years of Torah study or so, and you haven't yet been told what the Torah says or how you study the Torah. It's very disturbing that it just occurred to me only last week that I better back off and start talking a little bit about the Yudgimu Midos that the Gemara is handling. They have some understanding of what it is. There's stuff been published. should find one. I haven't gone to Mir Hashem. If I have time on Friday, I'll go into the Amoichas Forum and see whether there's anything sensible that's been published on Yud Gimel Midos. Much has been published, but something that doesn't get you lost in a 500-page sefer. Okay. Frag die Gemara. Hai Tana, mei kora mai nichele le besof mai koshele. Beautiful question. Look, reread the Tanya Kavosei, right? He said, Shmini Yimol Afilu B'Shabbos. Right? And therefore, Issa Malocha is other Malochas Chus B'Milo. Oh, Eino, maybe not. Maybe Mila is also not Urcha Shabbos. Right? Tamaloma B'Yom Afilu B'Shabbos. But you knew about the B'Yom before also. Why'd you start off by saying, no, maybe Mila is not Docha Shabbos. It starts off with a pasuk, Biyom Mashmini Yimo Psa'al also. So what was this, you know, what are you trying to do by this? It's not a kasha. It's a question for what are you trying to tell me by this style of saying it? I thought so. No, I didn't think so. I mean, we thought so, you didn't think so. What did you think so? What didn't you think so? As he says, when you started off, right, you started off to say, Yimor Afilu B'Shabbos. Then you say, oh, no, maybe not. Then you say, oh, no, Afilu B'Shabbos. What satisfied your question then? You made a statement, you questioned the statement, and you say, oh, okay, now everything is okay. What made it okay? Whatever you knew, whatever you know now, you knew before also. It says, maybe me kora my nichale, so my koshale. He's hochakamach. Now here's how you have to understand. He was using a pedagogic approach. Shmini yimol afilu b'shabbos. Therefore, mani mekayim echalel moshumos. I say malocha, mila is nitilas and shoma. You're causing the bleeding, so it's an Issa Malocha. No, that's B'Shar Malocha, excuse me, Mila. Abo Mila Dachye. But Mila is Docha Shabbos. So it can be from the Pasuk, B'Yom HaShmini you knew before. Therefore, it gets us into a continuation of the Sugya of comparing the chiyuv of Mila with other chiyuvim. We have other chiyuvim mitzvah, that don't seem to be Docha Shabbos. And Mila is Docha Shabbos. And that's where the focus is now. My timer, Kavachoymeru. Matzoras, Shedoche Savodah. Something brand new thing. A metzora has to bring a korban, right? A man who's a tzorua cannot be a kohen who shechs the korban. Therefore, what happens if a kohen has a lesion and it's identified that it is a tzaras, he has to stop doing the avodah. Look at Rashi. Ma tzaras doches avodah. The second aspect is introduced. What do you mean he has a tzaras? The tzaras could be a lesion on the skin. So, it pays for me, I gotta do it anyway, Mr. Hammer. I'll cut off the lesion. Do a biopsy to cut off the lesion. Well, you can't do that, right? Azora shehizira atora al tzaraas shelo lokoj baroso. The baheres, that's one of the tzaraas called baheres, is also to cut off the baheres. Why? Kidesanya hishomer benega atzaraas. What's the hishomer? Hishomer is a lav. Don't what? Don't cut off. That's what pshat leposik is. Azora because it's barat akosa bedaber. Vizichmira Torah b'azora zu. Even if it meant that you can't do the avodah in the Beis Hamikdash, a big mitzvah to do the avodah in the Beis Hamikdash, if it means violating the isur of lokutz b'harto, the isur of cutting off the baheres, right? Then you mustn't cut off the baheres, and you mustn't do the avodah. If the avodah were very so choshuv, I say it's more choshuv, cut off the baheres. No, no. The tzaraas is more, the isur to cut off the tzaraas is more powerful than the mitzvah of doing the avodah. Okay? Now we know that the avodah is powerful. Why? The tumas mes nitzchus bekorban sibu. A kohen who was tomei lemes, if he has to be makrib the korban sibu takes precedent over the tumor. Tumor is isu, right? Tzaraas is isu, but the mitzvah of bringing the korban, right, is doche the isu of cutting off the tzaraas. He says, no, it's not so. Tumas mes nitches bekorban sibu, velo zoven umotzoroen. Therefore, what's the consequence? Since they can't ubetelin lasos pesach, velo yomru yokutsu baharton veyochlu psochim, o akoin yokuts baroso veyavod im akohanim temeim betzoras vakol tahorim. So what do you have now? What are your facts? Avodah is very choshuv. So choshuv that it displaces the isur of tumas mes. Even though he's a tumi mes, he can do the avodah. Right? But tzaraas is not nitche by the avodah. So tzaraas is more powerful than the avodah, whatever that's supposed to mean. In other words, tzaraas is doche the mitzvah of avodah. There. And I know that avodah is doche Shabbos. Why? Every Shabbos you bring the tamidim, the korban tzibur, are all functioning on Shabbos. So here, get your pecking order down. Tzaraas prevents the avodah. Shabbos does prevent the avodah. Right? Therefore, tzaraas is more powerful than the avodah. The avodah is more powerful than Shabbos. Right? And Mila is more powerful than tzaraas. Because we have a Kabbalah, it's based on a pasuk, that if there's a tzaraas on the penis, on the orla, you can cut off the orla, even though you violate the isur of lo yokots. Of Ishomer benega tzaraas. Okay, so you got the sequence. So Mila is more powerful than tzaraas. Tzaraas is more powerful than avodah. Avodah is more powerful than Shabbos. So Mila is certainly more powerful than Shabbos. You with us? So Einu Din Shetei Mila Docha Osa. That was how he started off. Right? We talk about that little b'risa. Mila Docha Shabbos. What was in his mind? He says, you don't want what was in his mind. So he revealed what was his cheshbon. Knew what made him change his mind? O eno de koma. What umaya eno de koma? What did you mean then? Or maybe not. Maybe that rationale is wrong. Why is it wrong? It sounds pretty good. Hader amar no mimay de tzaras chamura. Who says that tzaras is more chomer? Right. Dilma Shabbos Chamura. You said, I think that Shabbos is more chomer than Tzaraas. Why? So the fact that you doche Tzaraas doesn't mean anything. The only way you can have that analysis is you're assuming, right? Because we did it. Remember, Tzaraas is doche the Avoda. Avoda is doche Shabbos. So Tzaraas is more important than Shabbos. Right? Dilma Shabbos Chamura, Shkei Yesh Ba'onshin Ma'azoros Harbe. But you made your point already. You said, Tzaraas is more chomer. It's doche the avoda, and the avoda is doche Shabbos. So tzaraas is more chomer. Oh, maybe not. Why? Maybe why? Dilma, the reason why is tzaraas is not doche the avoda. Mishum. I'm sorry, I said that wrong. You have to say it differently. Why don't you cut off the tzaraas, right? So you can do the avoda. You said the avoda is more chomer than tzaraas, right? And Shabbos is more chomer than avoda. So who says that the avoda? I'm sorry. Who said that Shabbos, right, is more chomer than the tzaraas? Again, see, second step of what? Tzaraas doche the avoda. Avoda doche Shabbos. Which means tzaraas is more chomer. Iso tzaraas is more chomer than Shabbos. If it were not, I would cut off the tzaraas. But tzaraas is so powerful. He said what? Hishoma benega tzaraas, be careful. Therefore we can't start up with tzaraas. That's nonsense. What if you start up with tzaraas? Cut off the tzaraas. Now he's going to do the avoda? No, he has to wait for nightfall to go to mikveh. So you're not going to save the avoda anyway. That's why you don't do it. Not because tzaraas is more chomer than avoda. Because it's low to elet. So if I cut off the tzaraas, what are you going to do with it now? He can't do the avoda because he's tummy. A person with tzaraas is tummy all day. So the best you can do is it'll be okay for tomorrow. Tomorrow is Sunday. I have no problem with Shabbos on Sunday. Mimai mishum de chamiro tzaraasi, dilma mishum gavrohu de lochozi. Because if I cut off the tzaraas, he's still not maybe fit to do the avoda. He's lochozi to do the avoda. Because he has to wait for nightfall. Look at Rashi. Tilma Shabbos Chabura. Dohai de tzaraas docha avoda mimai. Yishum chumu de tzaraasi. No, dilma hod lo abrina lo yokos. Why we don't tell him, cut off the tzaraas? Shum de gavra lo chozehu. It'll not accomplish anything. It won't make him fit to do the avoda. Di name kayis mechus the tefila barav shemesh. Even you cut it off, he still has to wait for tefila and for the sun to set. By Yom Lo Yavod. Because at full yom, the mitzvah ke mitzvah. He'll go to mikvah on Shabbos. But he has to wait for nightfall. You wait for nightfall, it's not Shabbos anymore. So it's not docher Shabbos. He won't accomplish anything on Shabbos. But what does it mean? It means you did the Isur of cutting off the tzaraz so that you can do the avodah on Sunday. Hilkoch mechaleh moshim osafila b'mila. Valkocho shmini imol titcha etzal shayomim. Then maybe it says shmini. Well, what does it mean? Ubiyom hashmini imol, right? What does it mean? On the eighth day he should do mila. When should he do mila? On the ninth day. I don't want to interpret shmini means afkir b'Shabbos. Biyom hashmini, once the eighth day comes, imol he has to go mila. But come Shabbos, I can't do on Shabbos mila because mechalel moshumos. Right, therefore, it must mean for Sunday. Sunday, I can't. I'm not going to do Easter Shabbos for Sunday. Therefore, the Braisa ends Talmud Lomar Ubayom Afilu B'Shabbos. That's the Raya to Rabbi Yochanan. Meaning, don't you try to prove it to me by rational Kal V'Chomer. Kabachomer is a classic way that Torah nidreshes. I tried it. Shabbos Mitzorah, Mitzorah, Yavodah, it's not going to work out. Right? Therefore, why as Mila Docha Shabbos? What Rabbi Yochanan said was right, because that's Biyom. Right? The extra word, Yom Hashmini, right? The extra word Yom comes to teach you that. But again, I want to emphasize what we've been saying, make sure you people understand. If Yom were Halach L'Moshe B'Sinai, that's Yom Shmi, tells you Yom Afila B'Shabbos, there wouldn't be any machlokas over here. It would be Halacha, right? So we're not saying Halacha. We're saying I have an extra word Yom, and Rabbi Yochanan, in his wisdom, right, saw in the word Yom a need to tie in something with other days that are important. What day? Shabbos. And say, if a B'Yom must come to teach you, specific, there's a Chiyuv B'Yom on the day. Where does it offer you an instruction which you wouldn't have otherwise? If Mila comes out on Shabbos, you would think Bechaleh Mos Yumos, the Yisrael Malacha is what's dominant. No. B'Yom HaShmini, Yom is dominant. Notice the style of whoever was in charge of editing this piece of Gemara. You can see his style. He had his way of explaining things. He picks it up again. Oh, I thought we all everybody's happy already. Mila docha Shabbos, right? The Mila is docha the tzaras, right? Everybody came al makomo yovo b'sholom. Everything is settled. Not so settled. Who said that Mila is docha tzaras? You made me a statement. If there's a tzaras on the olah, you can cut it off. Right. I'm willing to listen to you and finish the discussion. Now I go back, but tell me who said so. You pulled a fast one on me. You gave me a fact which has to be proven. You haven't proven it to me. No, he said, painting Mara. Who said so? Toda Rabbanon. Say, Mila docha tzaras, bein bizmana, bein shlo bizmana. Whether the Mila will be on the eighth day or any other day, and there's a tzaras on the Ola, you cut it off. Yom Tov. If the Mila has to be done on Yom Tov, ein docha ela bizmana, buvat. Not only Shabbos, right? But also Yom Tov. Only if it's Mila on the eighth day. But Mila on the ninth day, tenth day, comes out on Shabbos, you can't do the Mila on Shabbos, you have to wait for the following day. Minoa Hanamili. How do you know that Mila is Docha Tzoras? Tana Rabbanan. Ubiyom Hashmini Yimo Psar Al Oso. Here, I think that the diuk should be. Why tell me Yom Hamini Yimo Bsar Ol Oso? Why tell me Bsar? What then? His nose? His finger? Where else? We know what Mila is. Mila is self-explanatory. I know Mila doesn't apply to any other organ of the body, any part of the body. So why do you tell me Bsar Ol Oso? So that those two words are redundant. Therefore, how we understand the pasuk? That pasuk is focusing psar olo, right? Is subjected to the need of mila. Yom hashmini yimo, you make mila, you cut off the psar. If it's psar olo, so if it belongs to his olo, you remove it. Aye, there's other things on the olo. That's none of my business. My chiyuv is to remove the olo. If there's a tzaras on the ola, you remove it. Yimo b'sar aloso, alfa pish yeshom b'heres, yokots. Aye, we have a posseh, don't you dare do that. Hishoma b'negat tzaras, umani mekayim hishoma b'negat tzaras, that's b'shar makomos. That's to tell you that you cannot avoid going to a kohen and having him evaluate, is it a nega, is it not a nega, is solely under the authority of the Kohen. Until the Kohen says it's a nega, it's not a nega. Remember, you have to boss al Kohen, and a nega of nega botim, right? And you have to say, kin nega nearly babayas. I think it's a nega. But I can't tell you it's a nega, because it's not a nega until you say it. Omani mekayim hishama negat saraz b'shama komos chus memila. In the same style that we had before. Oh, eno. Or maybe I can see it differently. Afilu mila also. You mustn't do it. If there's a negat saraz, he said hishama lachod. Don't you dare do it. I can't do it. Even there's a mila that has to be done. Omani mekayim imob saral also. The mancha ain't shom b'heres. Therefore, Talmud Loma, therefore the Pasuk says, Bsar ol oso, afivi shesha maheres. Again, same story. You see the stylist who wrote this sugya. I mean, Ravina Ravasha edited. We must have had hundreds of people working on it. You see, this one has his style. Same thing we had before. What I mean? I thought, I reconsidered, and I said differently. What's your mental process? Explain it to me. Same thing. Amar Rav Haitana Mikora Maynichale B'Sofai Koshale. He started off by saying Mila Docha Tzaras, or maybe not Docha Tzaras. Talmud Lomar, it is Docha Tzaras. Whatever you do at the end is Docha Tzaras. You do it to begin with. So what did you go to? Is doche? Maybe not doche? Yeah, it is doche. What made you more content after asking the question that it shouldn't be doche tzaraz, right? Then you say, oh, fine, now I know it is doche tzaraz. Ika chosam and asefer. You don't give me any reason for what you said. It's hofikama. The pasuk says, yimo b'sar loso. I see in that pasuk, my understanding of that pasuk, he says, is Yimo's direct instruction, no matter what, if it's all also, if that nega belongs to the Ola, off it comes. Right? Yimo's alpha p shesha beheres. Nu, we have a pasuk says you shouldn't do such things. You shouldn't cut off tzaras. Umani mekayim yishom abnega tzaras. That means b'shar makomos. As we find a nega other parts of the body. Chus mi mimila. Avol mila. Dochas tzaras. Why now? You didn't give me your next. Then now you say, oh, whatever you know, say, oh, now I knew before. That says B'sar Oloso, Yimo B'sar Oloso. You didn't add any new information to me. Yes, I missed telling you my intermediate steps. There were some intermediate steps that have to be done. My timer, the Asher Mikal V'Chomer, Uma Shabbos Chamura, Mile Dochos, or now that we got through the first part of the Omud, where we finally proved that Mile Dochos Shabbos, oh, Mile Dochos also, right? Then Tzaras or Kosher came. What does it mean? Shabbos is more chomer. Shabbos is chiv misa, chiv kores. Cutting off a tzaraas is a lav, right? Therefore he says, if mila is doche Shabbos, which has isa kores, isa misa's bezdin, right? Certainly is doche tzaraas, but it's only a lav. Then you said, or maybe not. Umay o eno the comma. Then he said, remember, I'm trying to follow you in your logical, your reasoning. Or maybe not so. Maybe not so. What does it mean to be not so? Hoda comma. Then he reconsidered. Hoda comma meaning, right, he now rethought the process. He said, oh, mimay de Shabbos chamira. Who says that Shabbos is chomo? You say Shabbos is more chomo than tzaraas. Therefore, Shabbos means doche. It can't be doche tzaraas. Why? Because you said Shabbos is chiv miso, right? Chiv kores, and that's only chiv lav. No, medil mo tzaraas chamira. Maybe tzaraas is more chomo than Shabbos. How could that be? She can doche is havoda. You're using that Yud Gimel Midos, the Kal V'Chomer. Kal V'Chomer got the logic, right? Has to be explained. Tzaraas, right, is Docha the Avoda. If he's a Metzora, he can't do the Avoda. V'Avoda Docha Shabbos. Yet Kabonos, Mishech Kabonos Shabbos. So what? So tzaraas is more chomo than Shabbos. Tzaraas is docha the avoda. Shabbos can't be docha the avoda. So maybe tzaraas is more docha, is more chomo. Now here again, stop and think. Don't get yourself wrong. No one thinks more chomo meaning okay. Give it a value. How chomo it is. I give it a value. Shabbos with chiyuv misa. Certainly is more chomer than tzaraas. But you lose your kal v'chomer. Okay? Listen carefully. That's the key to understanding these sugyas. Kal v'chomer says, if something is kal, and this thing is chomer, all kulis belong here, all chomers belong here. Once you show me there's a kula here and a chomer here, out of line, I don't know which kula, which chumah is part of the kal v'chomer. If it's a consistent kal v'chomer, all in every way, this is kal, this is chomer, then I say, okay, I have a shaila now. To what should I compare it? I say, oh, if it's a chumah, I put it to the chumah side, the kula to the kula side. But if you show me in the kal v'chomer, some things are kal over here and chomer over here, so you have tzaraas, right? It's more chomer than the avoda. Then I don't know whether Shabbos is more chomer than avoda, more chomer than tzaraas. Shabbos can't be docha the avoda. Avoda is docha Shabbos. So I no longer have a kal v'chomer. You can only have a structure of a kal v'chomer if it's consistently kal, consistently chomer. Once I show you there's a break in the relationship of kal and chomer, then I lose my key, Yud Gimel Midos. I lose the key. I can darshan a kal v'chomer by saying, when I make a hekesh, I'll be makesh to the kal if it's a dovah kal, to the chomer if it's a dovah chomer. But if the kal v'chomer is not consistent, in the kule there's some chumris, in the chumra there's some kulis, I don't have a kal v'chomer. I lose the kal v'chomer to start with. That's what they're doing. You're playing around with a halacha l'moshe b'sinai of your gimel midos. You got to show me I have a kal v'chomer. I have no kal v'chomer here. Again, you want to tell me tzoras compared to Shabbos, right? Not so. Shabbos has a kule. It has a chumre of Mises Bezdin, of Koris. It has a kule that avodah is dochet. You can shech kavonas on Shabbos. Therefore, it's not so chumre. Tzoras, however, right, has a kule. It's only in Isalav. But has a chumre, right, it's dochet the avodah. May like ruin your kal v'chomer. That's their whole idea. People, you're following, these are critical things. You have to get it straight in your head. Kal v'chomer is, Kodesh Baruch Hu said, darshan kal v'chomer. I want you to use your logic. You have a right to make a mamatzinu, a davakal and a davakal, chomer, davachomer. But if you show me in every structure which you call kal, there's a chumre. In every structure which you call chumre, there's a kule. I don't have a kal v'chomer. I can't use any drushes from there. Oma, Oena de Kava, Hodama, Mimai de Shabbos Chamira, Dimotsaras Chamira. Why? Shekein Dochas Havoda. And Havoda is Dochas Shabbos. So in this respect, Tzoras, Isa Lab of Tzoras is more chomer than the Isa Koris of Shabbos. Again, I don't mean to say that Koris, that Lab is more chomer than Koris. I want to say this is not a kule and a chumre. I don't have a kal v'chomer. If I show in the kal there's a chumre, a hidden chumre, in the chumre there's a hidden kule, then I don't have a kal v'chomer to start my gzeir shover. Or my mamatzinu. That's the best solution to use. As we find, remember, it starts off with a claim of consistency in Kodesh Baruch Hu's Torah, of rational consistency. That's why some Magidishi like to skip this blot or two. They say, oh, what is it? It doesn't say anything. It's, you know, it's just, you learn it by yourself. Right. No, this is Ikri Hadassah here. This is what made our Torah available to us in all changing societies and all changing eras of scientific knowledge, etc. By using Yud Gimel Midos, we're able to adjust our Torah to the needs of the time. That's not said correctly. We're able to adjust the needs of a time to our Torah. Yeah, but means adjust our Torah to encompass the needs of a developing society.
Rabbi.
Yeah.
When we say that Sarat is dochet avodah, but it's not dochet avodah kula, it's dochet a person who would be doing it.
Yeah.
So you replace him with someone else.
Yeah, so.
So the gavra is taken out.
Yeah, but
it's not.
Still, but my avodah is as choshev as the other guy's avodah. Right. I have a mitzvah, you know, I get the mitzvah for the avodah. It's my mitzvah, I want to do my mitzvah.
But the avodah that's done, that's dochet Shabbat, is for the Klal Yisrael. It's not for the
good,
individual.
Good point, but again, that's not the issue. The issue is, Saras is on this man. I want to know, this man, did he become possible to do the avodah? Did this boy become possible to do the milah? It deals on an individual. I say, this man this boy is possible to do the milah on him. Why? He has a Saras. I say, no, milah is more choshev than Saras. Okay, I think we'll stop here. It's good. Oh, but no, see if we can catch another piece in. Let's get to Lishna Achina. We can catch it in here. Lishna Achina, a little different way to look at this relationship between Tzaraas, Mila, and Shabbos. Lishna Achina, Mila Doches HaTzaraas. That's how we start off. My time, not with Kal Vachomer, but another method. We have a klal. My timer osa esse v'dochel osa se. Oh, now you're back in our territory. Now we understand. Before I'm in the territory of the rules for Yud Gimel Midos. Somebody lost you because you didn't have any background in that. But this already is back in your field. Asay dochel osa se, very nice. Asay dochel osa se, ein asay dochel osa se. Rules we have. Gedilim tasalacho. You want to put tzitzis, your tzitzis are wool, your beged is linen, put on the tzitzis, no problem. Asei dochalos asei. Lo silba shatnes, gedilim tasalacho al abas kanfo ksus rasheta chasebo. Posting the Torah that asei dochalos asei. So here, very simple. Why is Mila? Why do you make Mila on a kid who has a tzaraas on the Ola? Because you're doing a mitzvah's Mila. Mila is doch a tzaraas. Nice, clean, no problems. Also, no, so what? Finished. So why do you ask me a question? Why is Mila doch a tzaraas? You answer me, because I say doch a los I say. What's, no more discussion. A question, a quick answer, definitive, nothing to worry about. No. Then you say, oh, maybe not so. Uma eino, what do you mean not so? What's not so? Uma eino de koma. Ha de koma, ah. Ey, madame Brina, I'll say, yes, if it's a losa say, if it's a losa say, greater. But hi, I'll say, will losa say who? It's not an I say alone. It's an I say and a losa say. Look at Rashi. Hishama lecha. Hishama bega tzaraas. Where's the Rashi? Hishama losa say. Right? Then it says, Lasos kol asher yorucha. I said, Lasos kol asher yoru hakohanim. Right? You do whatever the Kohanim ordered. What is he referring to? The Kohanim's specialty. Their specialty is tzaraas. All Hilchos Metzora, those massive dermatological conditions that we don't fully understand what they are, that the Torah talks about in Parshas Metzora, all are Noeg Bizman Hazeh. It's not a mitzvah tluya boretz. Why don't we have Hilchos Tzaraas today?
Proper yichus.
Huh?
We don't know who's a kohen and who's not.
I'm sorry?
We don't know who's a kohen and who's not.
We have no kohen. Until a kohen says there's no tzaraas. And since every kohen is only a suffer kohen, that's why my son-in-law, Rav Shapser Rappaport, who was the 10th ben of the Shach, and the Shach supposedly was a Kohen Miuchas, Vadai Kohen. Yeah, so whatever, everyone raised the issue, I said, no, my son-in-law is only a Suffolk Kohen. Because if you are Vadai Kohen, you're all in trouble. Then every dermatologist would have to have Shabtai walk by and check every patient, whether it's a tzaraas or not, and most of them would be tzaraas. Back to Gemara, my name is Komar. How do Komar? Even I mean, I say it's not also say it's a greater. How is it also? No. So if that's the case, Ma'ani Mekayim Yimom Sa'ol also. I would say no. That's only when there's no tzaraas. Bisman Shem Bayeres. Therefore, Tamar Lomer, Bisar also of a piece yes but had a period. Okay, that here we'll stop next day. Easy. Should be Sigmar, we'll finish off tomorrow mission. Okay, we're up to Tena Godol. We gave it, you already have there? Yeah, I gave that out. It appeared yesterday on the internet that I wrote for. As concise a statement as I wanted to make. And here, I want you to compare it with. Second, there are two things on the internet that he put on. And this guy tried to. You take it home and come back and tell me what he said. Okay, Asher, Yeshua, Sechel, Gazella.